Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Hello my friends, good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We have the big bands, the combos, singing stars, and the harmonizing groups. Well, coming up today, our showcase feature is girl groups. Yeah, these are musical acts composed of all women. Yeah, should be fun. Some of these you'll know, some you may have forgotten, and some you probably never heard of. And of course, we'll have the countdown. And today, we're heading back to the final week of April in 1958. Well, that's our schedule for today, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin on the countdown from this week in 1958. We're using Billboard Magazine's Disc Jockey Chart. Now, this won't be a true countdown today because there was some rock and roll on the chart, of course. And as I've mentioned before, we have nothing against rock and roll, it's just not what we do here. And that ties into our first record today. In 1958, some of the older DJs didn't like rock and roll, and as a backlash, some of those song spinners pushed the more traditional pop tunes. And one of the beneficiaries was the husband and wife duo at number 16, Art and Dottie Todd. From L.A., Art and Dottie Todd. They had been on the lounge circuit for about 15 years. In the early 50s, they attempted a recording career. They had one hit in England, but nothing materialized here in the States. But when they were pitched Chanson d'Amour, they thought it could be a hit, so they went back into the studio, and as I mentioned, the DJs loved the song, and it took off. Just goes to show that a catchy tune can be a smash at any time, no matter what the trending style is. And they were at number 16 this week, headed up to number 6. That would be a million-selling record. Well, as it turned out, the Dodds couldn't continue on making hit records as rock and roll became more prominent. But they didn't slow down. They kept doing the nightclubs, casinos, played at the Dunes in Vegas for a record 68 consecutive weeks. Then in 1980, they moved to Hawaii and opened their own club and gave Don Ho a little competition, and they lived there for the rest of their lives. It is April of 1958 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and next up on the chart at number 15 was Dean Martin.
Return to me. Oh, my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh, my love, hurry back, I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home, hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, Bella Mia. Hurry back, hurry home, to my arms, to my lips and my heart.
Return to me.
Torname, cara mia, ti amo. Solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, mio cuore.
Forty-year-old Dean Martin was starting a comeback here in 1958. 2 years earlier, he and Jerry Lewis broke up their comedy act, and things had been pretty quiet, but he was back on the charts this week with Return to Me. With the Gus Levine Orchestra, that was at number 15 on the chart this week, it would top out at number 4. And also part of his comeback was a plum role in the war movie The Young Lions. Now, he was offered much less than the salary he used to command when he was with Jerry, but in the film, he was teamed up with Marlon Brando and Montgomery Clift. It showed he had the acting chops to be a star on his own. And while we're here, let's check out the rest of the movies from this week in 1958. A couple of cartoons, Hair Way to the Stars, Bugs gets blasted to Mars, and of course meets Marvin the Martian. And one of the all-time greats, Robin Hood Daffy.
Yikes! And away! Yikes! And away! Yikes! And away! Yikes! And away! Yikes! And away!
Oh, for more laughs, there's Bob Hope in Paris Holiday with Fernando, Anita Ekberg, and Martha Heyer. And the romantic comedy Teacher's Pet with Doris Day and Clark Gable. The dramas Marjorie Morningstar had Natalie Wood and Gene Kelly. Thunder Road has Robert Mitchum and Gene Barry. Dracula, Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing. Touch of Evil, Charlton Heston, Janet Leigh and Orson Welles. From Hitchcock, Vertigo, Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak. And Paul Newman starred in The Left-Handed Gun. He was also in The Long Hot Summer with his new bride, Joanne Woodward.
I'll tell you one thing. You're going to wake up in the morning smiling.
That's not enough. I set a price on myself. A high, high price. But I've got quite a lot to give. Things I've been saving up my whole life. And it's not going to be bought and sold, and it's not going to be given away to any passing stranger.
And a couple of musicals, St. Louis Blues with Nat King Cole, Ruby Dee, and Eartha Kitt. And South Pacific came to the big screen, starring Rosano Brazzi and Mitzi Gaynor.
I expect every one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith in romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. fearlessly I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly I'll sing about flowers and spring. Flatly I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. I'm not ashamed to reveal the world famous feeling I feel. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. Conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love,
I'm in love, I'm in love.
Mitzi Gaynor, A Wonderful Guy, from the motion picture version of South Pacific. One of the biggest movies in the USA this weekend in 1958. And the soundtrack was at number 4 on Billboard Magazine's best-selling pop LPs survey. And we'll have a track from the album that was at number 1 this weekend in 58 a little bit later on. But right now, we get back to the disc jockey chart and play song number 14. Here's Don Gibson, Oh, Lonesome Me.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. I'm fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me.
Out of Shelby, North Carolina, 30-year-old Don Gibson and his breakout smash, Oh, Lonesome Me. He was accompanied by the Nashville A-Team and the Jordanaires. That was number 14 this week, 67 years ago. He would climb to number 7 on the Hot 100 and was topping the country charts for one of its 8 big weeks. It is April of 1958 and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times and we're over at the Showcase now, where today we'll be featuring girl groups. Yeah, musical acts comprised of all females. And no doubt the ones that come to mind immediately are the family singing groups, like the one that begins our festivities, the Andrews Sisters.
What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go for a walk? Do they stay home and talk? Or do they sit and sigh, Where do they woo on a rainy night in Rio? Where does a gay senorita say, see? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss, and yet, how tender can you get when you're beneath a wet palm tree? But what do they do in Mississippi when skies are drippy? And what are they doing when it's murky in Albuquerque? And what do they do in Tijuana when they want to snuggle tight? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. On a rainy night in Rio, where does a gay senorita say, si? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss, and yet how tender can you get when you're beneath a wet palm tree? And what do they do in Mississippi when the skies are very drippy? And what are they doing when it's murky in old Albuquerque? And what do they do in Tijuana when they want to snuggle tight? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. On a rainy night.
Probably the most popular girl group of all time, the Andrews Sisters, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne. Now, we have the Andrews Sisters on the show all the time, and I wanted to play one of theirs that we've never played before. And right there, Rainy Night in Rio, a 1946 recording with the Vic Schoen Orchestra. The song came from the film The Time, the Place, and the Girl. It was sung in the picture by Jack Carson, Dennis Morgan, Janice Page, and Sally Sweetland, who dubbed the vocals for Martha Vickers. And Bugs Bunny also did a few bars of it in one of his cartoons. Well, indeed, there are a lot of sisters in our girl groups category today. And here's a pair of them singing about sisterhood. It's Rosemary and Betty Clooney.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together.
together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sisters, sisters, sister, don't come between me and my man.
Clooney sisters, Rosemary and Betty. They became a hit with the Tony Pastor Orchestra in the late 40s. Of course, Rosemary went on to have a long and illustrious solo career. Betty also made some solo recordings, but she became a regular performer on TV in the middle 50s, and she had a nightclub career as well. And the Clooneys got back together in 1954 to record Sisters, the Irving Berlin song from White Christmas, and the Clooneys were backed up by the Paul Weston Orchestra. Well, for these girl groups, we've moved geographically from the Andrews Sisters out of Minneapolis, the Clooneys from Maysville, Kentucky, and here from the Philadelphia suburb of Chester, Pennsylvania, are the DeJohn Sisters, Uninvited Love.
Uninvited love, you came and caught me unaware. I thought my dreams of love had passed. I had seen my last affair and didn't care. Uninvited love, I wasn't sending out alarms, nor did I plan on sending you invitations to my you.
The DeJohn sisters. That was just an altered version of their real last name, DeGiovanni. They were Julian Dux, D-U-X. They came from Chester, PA, the same town as the Four Aces. They didn't have a very long career, but you can still find lots of their music. And that was a 1955 recording, Uninvited Love, and they were accompanied by the Ray Ellis Orchestra. One of the girl groups that we're featuring today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Today we turn the old calendar on the wall back 67 years to the end of April in 1958. And for the countdown today, we're using the Billboard Magazine Disc Jockey Chart. And we're up to number 12 with Perry Como. This is Cupid Doll.
Well, I took my baby to the carnival and I heard that barker yell.
Hey, hey!
Come on and win yourself a pretty Cupid doll. All you gotta do is ring the bell. Well, I swung the hammer just as hard as I could, and you should have heard the wild applause.
Hooray!
I went bong, went the bell, and the man said, well, I guess the Cupid doll is yours.
Yeah.
I said, give me a donkey or a teddy bear or a high school banner for the wall, 'cause I got me a real-life Cupid doll, and she's the cutest one of them all. Then we walked down the midway till we saw a crowd, and the man said, try your skill. Five shots for a quarter, make a duck hit the water, and give your little baby a thrill. Well, my baby smiled, and she kissed me once, and I felt I was 9 feet tall. Oh, five shots crashed, and the five ducks splashed, and the man gave me a Cupid doll. I said, give me a doggy or a teddy bear or a high school banner for the wall, 'cause I got me a real life Cupid doll, and she's the cutest one of them all. Now then my baby said, honey, let me try my luck and knock the milk bottles off of the shelf. You should have seen this chick, she was a dead-eyed dick. Hey, I couldn't do it better myself. And then my face got red and my chest swelled up and my eyes bugged out of my head. 'Cause when the prize turned out to be a Cupid doll, this is what my baby said. She said, give me a doggy or a teddy bear or a high school banner for the wall, 'cause I got me a real-life Cupid doll, and he's the cutest one of them all. I said, she's the cutest one of them all, and she's the cutest one of them all, and she's the cutest one of them all.
Survey song number 12 this week in 1958, Cupid Doll from Perry Como, backed up by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. That was moving up the chart to a peak of number 6, and Mr. C wouldn't have another top 10 until 1971 with It's Impossible. Now, I do have another Como song queued up, but I was actually coming down the chart, and we'll play that after we talk about television from here in 1958. And Perry Como was on TV, of course, Saturday night at 8 o'clock on NBC. Well, the Perry Como show finished 11th in the ratings this year. And there were a bunch of music shows hosted by singers like Polly Bergen, Patrice Munsell, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Pat Boone, Patti Page was on the big record, Nat King Cole, Dinah Shore, Guy Mitchell, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Lawrence Welk had two shows, likewise Dick Clark. Then there was your Hit Parade, the Country Music Jubilee, and the variety shows, Ed Sullivan, Steve Allen. And some of the highest rated shows this year, You Bet Your Life, December Bride, General Electric Theater, I've Got a Secret, Lassie, The Millionaire, The Danny Thomas Show. The most popular were the westerns. Cheyenne, The Restless Gun, Wyatt Earp, Have Gun Will Travel, Tales of Wells Fargo, and number one, by far, Gunsmoke.
I'm warning you. You turn around, you get out that door right now.
Oh, that gun of yours don't scare us, Macho. There's too many of us.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to get bullets in at least three of you before I go down. And, mister, you're going to be the first one.
Baby's right, Gil. What's the matter with you men? He's just bluffing. What can he do?
Gil, I don't want no part of this.
Yeah, that gang wisely moved on back because James Arness, Marshal Matt Dillon, stood his ground as he always did in Gunsmoke, the most popular TV show here in 1958. And we're back on the countdown now at number 11, and as promised, once again, Perry Como.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying, with just a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Catch a falling star. There's Perry Como again with the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. Song number 11 this week in 1958, coming down after a week at number 1, the final chart topper for Perry, on the Hot 100, that is. The aforementioned It's Impossible would go to number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart in 1971. Also today, our musical theme is girl groups. Yeah, there's lots of family outfits in our collection, and lots of tight harmonies, too. For example, the Denning Sisters.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be near your heart. So once in a while, will you dream of the moment I share with you, moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. Love still can remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while. In love's smoldering ember, one spark still may remain. If love still can can remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory. Now when you're thinking of me, if only once in a while.
Out of Oklahoma, the Denning sisters, Lou, and twins Gene and Ginger. In 1946, Sister Lou retired and was replaced by Jane Bundison, who left 3 years later and was replaced by another Denning, Tootsie. The Dennings first hit it big in the late 30s on the National Barn Dance. In 43, they were signed by Capitol Records to try and counter the Andrews sisters, who were on Decca. But they couldn't really compete commercially with the Andrews sisters. They had already established themselves, and the groups really were different vocally. The Andrews sisters were a little louder and exuberant, had flash, but the Denning girls really were shy, and their voices blended so well, and they were so much better doing ballads, and hardly anybody could match them. As you heard there on their 1945 recording of Once in a While, they were backed up by Jack Fascinato's orchestra. The Denning sisters, one of the girl groups for This Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've gone back to the springtime of 1958 when we were in tune with Pat Boone.
Well, now, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Well, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry you through. You better get ready, cause I'm telling you why. The Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now you get your Holy Bible in the back of the book. The book of Revelations is the place you look. If you understand it and you can if you try, the Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. A-reading in the Bible on the things he said. He said he's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you gonna be among the chosen few, or will you make it through? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Pat Boone was song number 10 on the Billboard Disc Jockey chart this week in 1958, A Wonderful Time Up There. The song was written in 1947 by Leroy Abernathy and is sometimes titled The Gospel Boogie. And Pat Boone turned the song into his 10th million-selling record and was moving off the survey after plateauing at number 4. Now, by the way, there was a spiritual song at the top of the countdown this week, so put on your thinking cap and see if you can figure it out by the time we get there next hour. But right now, we're off to Broadway to catch a show. And in production, Peter Ustinov starred in a spoof that he also wrote, Romanoff and Juliet. There's Time Remembered with Helen Hayes, Richard Burton, and Susan Strasberg. And The Visit with Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontaine, which was playing in their brand new theater. Also showing Look Back in Anger with Kenneth Haig and Mary Yore. There's Look Homeward, Angel with Anthony Perkins, Joe Van Fleet, and Hugh Griffith. The Dark at the Top of the Stairs had Eileen Heckert, Pat Tingle, and Teresa Wright. Two for the Seesaw starred Henry Fonda, and Anne Bancroft made her debut. And the year's best play was Sunrise at Campobello with Ralph Bellamy and Henry Jones. And for the musicals, New Girl in Town with Gwen Verdon and Thelma Ritter both won Tonys, as that was about to wrap up a year-long run. West Side Story, Larry Kurt and Carol Lawrence. Jamaica had the debut of Lena Horne, also starring Ricardo Montalban. Tony Randall was in O Captain. Say Darling had Vivian Blaine, Johnny Desmond, and Robert Morse. And the show that won every Tony, The Music Man. And the cast recording was the number one album this weekend in 1958, featuring Robert Preston and Barbara Cook.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you.
Till There Was You, Barbara Cook with Robert Preston from Meredith Willson's The Music Man, the sensational hit musical for the Broadway season in 1958. Well, let's get back over to the showcase now and hang out with the girls. Girl groups is our theme today. And next up we have Cindy and Kay Strother, but you knew them under their mother's maiden name as the Bell Sisters. Here they do The Big Goodbye.
Guess I've had the big goodbye. Guess I've had the big goodbye. I call you up and you are not there. I knock on your door and I get the stare from your neighbors. Guess I've had the big goodbye. Guess I've had the big goodbye. I should have known it was too good to last. I should have guessed we were moving too fast. And I lost you. Guess I've had the big goodbye. If it were I who were leaving, I'd have left you somewhere. There was no reason for deceiving. I'll love again, but not the one I prefer. I'll hang around here and time I will stall. Wait till the day that you happen to fall in my arms, dear. Then I'll give the big goodbye. Then I'll give the big goodbye. If it were I who were leaving, I'd have left you somewhere. but not the one I prefer. I'll hang around here and time I will stop. Wait till the day that you happen to fall in my arms, dear. Then I'll give the big goodbye. Then I'll give the big goodbye. Then I'll give the big goodbye.
Well, that's our second assembly of ladies from Kentucky. Earlier we had the Clooneys, there the Bell Sisters. Out of Harlan County in the Bluegrass State, Cindy and Kay. They burst onto the scene in late 1951 with Bermuda. Cindy was 16 while Kay was just 11. But you just heard the more mature-sounding Bell Sisters with a 1956 record, The Big Goodbye. Their ages at that time, 21 and 16. Well, let's get one more girl group in here for our number one. It's our first foreign act. And also a performing now artist, one of the modern-day performers who carry on the tradition of the standards and traditional pop. And this trio comes from Europe, but they're not related despite their name. These are the Puppini Sisters, and they're here to accentuate the positive.
You've got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative, and don't mess with mystery in between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum and bring gloom down to the minimum and have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk up on the scene. To illustrate our last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Mary said you better
Puppini Sisters, led by Marcella Puppini from Italy, and from England, Kate Mullins and Emma Smith. That was Accentuate the Positive. They did that for their 2016 album, The High Life. And the ladies have announced that they're working on a brand new album, and when it comes out, we'll be sure to give it a listen. And that's going to do it for hour number one of the show. We're at the halftime break, so we'll pause and be right back for part two, with more girl groups and more of the hits from this week in 1958 on Seems Like Old Times.